Okay, guys. Good evening. It's good to be with y'all. Hey, thank y'all for being here. It's exciting. So I just wanted to do a little time of teaching before we went out. Okay, we're going to try it differently tonight. We tried the other way. It didn't seem to go too well. But I'm going to keep this really brief because we need to get out there and go talk to folks about the Lord. But I did want to mention just some exciting things. All right. So we need to be back by 8 at the latest when we come back. I'm going to ignore that. We need to be back by 8. And so when you go out, just keep that in mind. Our goal is one meaningful interaction, one meaningful conversation. Anyways, so we'll go out here in just a few minutes. And don't forget, trainers, if you'll take one of the blue cards here or a couple. No, one to let us know how things went when you went out. Okay, that's why you have the blue cards. And then we've got the surveys up here. And then we've got some of the Bridge to Life already drawn out if you want to utilize those. Okay, does that make sense? Let me pray for us. I'm kind of scattered, so let me pray for us and let's get focused. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the opportunity to be here tonight to encourage one another. Father, I pray that we would honor you by going out and talking to folks about Jesus. Lord, we confess these appointments can't happen unless you're right there with us. So we pray for your divine appointments, and we pray that you would be preparing hearts, Lord. And I pray that your seed of the gospel would go forth and that it would bring forth a mighty harvest. Lord, just so grateful for everyone that's here. God, give us a heart to share and to be your ambassadors, to share the good news, and Lord, to also discipleship. So, God, we commit tonight to you and pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen. All right, just a couple of things. So I'm going to skip. But some of you emailed me after last week. Jim, Jeff did as well. And I got one other one here. Elizabeth, thank you for your note. Thank y'all. That is so encouraging, especially when you email me and let me know how your interaction went. So if you would do that again, that would be great. I'm trying to think how, and y'all can help me, you know, if you got any wisdom on how we can grow the ministry of evangelism here at the church and what we can do to highlight it more effectively. But I'm trying to think through maybe some of these testimonies like this we can put on our website and our webpage for evangelism, and people can be encouraged. I've gone back over the years. I keep you know, little folders full of testimonies and things like that. And it's just, it's awesome. When we will go out and be faithful to share the good news of the gospel, it's awesome to see how the Lord shows up and to hear and see the testimonies. I'll tell y'all just real quick, because this happened to me last night. And by the way, has anybody had the opportunity to share through the week? Talk to people about Christ? Good, Stephen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Yeah, do so. Especially if she takes care of you, then you got captive audience there. Well, last night, I'm on the board with this Little League football program called Cahaba Valley Lions. It's kind of our Little League program. Just done it for years. Used to coach. And I'll say this, and I may have already mentioned this, but for years and years, that was my opportunity to share the gospel. I shared it all the time with the little players, and several of them came to know Christ. So that was my fishing pond for many years, to where I would go and fish for men and women. But anyways, so last night I was running the clock and announcing the little games that they were having because they asked me to do it. And when I go up to the press box, there's a young lady running the clock. And so they pay a referee to run the clock and do the. So she was already seated, and I just interacted with her because we're sitting by each other, and she's a nursing student at UAB, and heard a lot about her story. Her dad was the head ref on the field, and I just thought to myself, share the gospel with her, dummy. You know, it's like, come on. Why did it take you any time to think about that? So sure enough, talked to her about the Lord, and it was just great. It was a great conversation that we had. It was very casual, but I shared my testimony with her, and that's one of the things we're going to look at tonight, one of your homework assignments. But I shared my testimony with her, and I shared how I became a Christian, and I could tell that it was hitting her because of the questions she was asking me. I could tell that it was significant, and she was really thinking about it because she was asking me these great, provocative questions. But also, she was messing up on the clock. And her dad was like, come on, put 2:08, you know. I was like, I'm sorry. But as she left, she was like, thank you so much. That was really encouraging. I've really been wrestling. She said, I believe in God. I believe in a God. But I've really been wrestling with making a commitment to Him. And it was just a great conversation. Divine appointment, you know. And the Lord's always in charge of that. So I just wanted to encourage y'all with that. Take advantage of it. You know, go there with people. It's not that hard. Yeah, Amy. You know, I think I had just shared with her that I was a pastor. And I said, hey, do you go to church? You know, just something like that. Just, you know, are you a Christian? Are you a believer? And she had told me about their background, their family's background. And so, yeah, I don't mind just throwing it out there. Hey, you believe in Jesus? But it was really awesome. God was good. It was a great interaction. I hope to see her again and follow up with her. She's a fifth-year nursing student and going to be graduating soon. And so, okay, let's look at our notebooks real quick and look at lesson 3. And I'll just mention a few things, and then we'll put you into groups and head out. Okay. Hopefully, you see that page there that says my personal evangelism plan. Everybody, see that? Here's what I would like for each of us to try to develop. Okay, something like this. I did this several years back. This was actually mine. I've modified it so it would be generic, but mine was similar to this. And when we were focused on evangelism as a church a few years back, I tried to develop a personal plan for myself. And so I would really like to encourage each of you to do that as well. Okay? And so here's some ideas. Very easy things. One is include your testimony in any possible conversation. Lord blessed me with that opportunity to do that last night. You know, and then just whenever you feel that prod from the Lord, you know, to talk to somebody about the Lord, do it. Don't hesitate. That would kind of be the next one. Seek to answer the call to share Christ whenever God prompts. And then just a simple one that when we had every believer a witness, a gentleman that came and shared with us several years back, he challenged us with our waitress just to simply say, hey, we're about to pray for our meal. Is there anything that we can pray for you about? Or even take tracts with you and give them tracts. You guys know this. Dan Allison, he would say that when he really surrendered his life, God used a tract in his life. And he used to teach evangelism here for many, many years and is an awesome soul winner. But God used a tract in his life. So utilize tracts whenever possible and give them to people. But pray for and with your waiters and waitresses. Use tracts whenever possible. Our top 10 list, as we mentioned last week, make sure that you take time to develop that. Again, you don't have to have 10. It may just be one. But as you continue on in this process, you'll hopefully add to that list. You know, I could add the two married couple that we shared with last week, Ali and Gu. I can add them to my prayer list, my top 10 list. Seek to continually share the gospel with family, something that's so important. Obviously, they should be on your top 10 list. I pray, obviously, for my children all the time that they would have a genuine faith and know the Lord Jesus and walk with Him. And then continue to be intentional to develop relationships, as we put down here, with not yet believers. Right? We're anticipating, Lord willing, that they'll come to faith in Christ, but they're not yet believers. So develop relationship. That's hard for Christians the longer we're walking in the faith, because usually we surround ourselves with other believers. But develop some of those relationships outside of your quote-unquote holy huddle. All right? And then here's one that I would like to encourage us all to do is work with our Sunday school class. Right? And develop a plan to highlight and emphasize evangelism in your class. You know, maybe it's you just simply saying, hey, can I just share real briefly about an opportunity I'm having on Wednesday nights to go out and share Christ with people? And this is what we had happen this week. Great testimony that will encourage other people to talk about their sharing the gospel. And then I'd also encourage you to possibly go on a mission trip. Obviously, that's a time and a place where you intentionally go and share Christ. Y'all, I've been to Uganda twice. I'll mention it specifically because we had hundreds of people pray to receive Christ with us when we went to Uganda. It's a fertile ground there. And so go to a place like that and you get experience where you see people surrender their life to Christ. I'll mention one quick testimony. There was one guy that one of our teams, not my team, but one of our teams went to and shared with. And he was a guy, and what he did for a living in this small village was he would put spells on people for you. So he was in these satanic occults. And so you'd come and you'd pay him some money and he would put a spell on your neighbor or whatever it may be. He had lots of books that he utilized to do that. And sure enough, our team shared with him. And he said, I want you to come back tonight at sundown and I want to demonstrate my newfound faith. So he came to know Christ and he wanted to make an active demonstration of his faith. And so when they got there, he had all his books piled up in the city square and he set them on fire and he proclaimed that he had trusted in Christ. Awesome. Go on mission trips. You see God do extraordinary things like that. So make sure evangelism is part of your family's DNA as well. You know, if you have family, if you have children, encourage them to share their faith. All right. As I said, this is a homework assignment. Hopefully it'll be very self-explanatory, but I would love for you to take time, fill this out, the next page, your personal testimony worksheet. There's one for those that came to faith in Christ in their childhood. And then if you flip it over, as an adult or after childhood, and then on the back is as a child. Okay. And then the next page is just another way that we can help you, give you some prompting and how to develop that testimony. Y'all, our testimony is probably our most effective thing that we can do to talk to people, or one of our most effective things that we can do to talk to people about the Lord. Okay? Any questions on that? Told you it was going to be very brief. Any comments? Anybody want to share about maybe just real quickly because we need to head out while I'm putting the groups together. Does anybody want to share about any interactions that they had last week?